Need to get more of your colleagues to call me because I actually really do care about girls basketball. I'm hosting the pairing show later this month. I want more coaches to call and talk about what great things their ladies have done, like what your guys have done to go 17-0 on the year with a good win over Pike tonight.
Well, Bob, thanks for having me on. And I talked to Uncle Jerry just a little bit ago, so I appreciate the shout out to the family. But yeah, it's we've had a really, really good year. I'm sorry I haven't called in sooner because the girls that I'm coaching,
that's all right.
They deserve a lot of publicity. They've done beyond what we thought they could, and they continue to get better, and it's just a fun group to coach.
Well, it's a talented group to coach, too. That doesn't hurt.
No, for sure.
Being fun and talented.
We talked about that tonight. I said, as a coach, there's really like five things that I look for, and number one on those things would be talent in terms of success. And we've got a really – our top six are all capable of scoring in double figures. And Layla Hull is, I think, should be the top candidate for Miss Basketball, and she just is so efficient and just outstanding every night. But then we have really five other girls around her that can all score the ball, so that makes it easy to coach when you have that.
Yeah, it makes it hard to match up with you too, but you're more than just being able to put the ball in the hoop. Your ladies are pretty solid at both ends of the floor.
For sure. Our defense has been outstanding all year long. I'm really lucky. I have a really good coaching staff, and I kind of do it like a football staff, to be honest. Bronson Licklider is my defensive coordinator, and he just does an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Keelan Block kind of is our offensive guy. So, those two are kind of the guys I look to when we need to change things up, and they do a great job, and our kids really respond well to their coaching as well.
All right, who's coming up for you this week? Because we're getting close to pairings time, yeah. Are we not? I know it's later this month.
Yeah, we're getting really close. We have some good games coming up. I mean, our conference, I think the Hoosier Crossroads Conference is the best conference in the state. We're 4-0 right now, but we have North Central on Tuesday, which is going to be our senior night, and they're a really solid team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn around and we go to Noblesville on Friday, which will be just an excellent game because right now in our sectional we're ranked second. I believe that HSE was third going into this week, and Fishers was fourth, and Noblesville was fifth.
Right,
so you're
right.
You're talking about four of the top, five teams in the state all in the same sectional, which is
right,
too bad,
right.
But it is what it is, So, but we still have Hamilton Southeastern left, and then we finish up with Brownsburg. So, really good schedule left to play.
Zionsville's girls team tonight. 71-32 winners over Pike. Andy McGuire, thanks so much for the call. Best of luck to you and the ladies next week.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'll do a better job of calling in the future. And, we appreciate all your coverage and what you do for high school sports in Indiana. So, we're looking forward to the rest of the season and the tournament ahead of us.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate the good words. Good luck, Coach.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. UIndy today, 76-89 winners over Drury. With me, the head coach of the Hounds, Paul Corsaro. Coach, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on the win.
Hey, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it, man. And we're on the bus on the way back to Indy right now. We're probably about an hour and 45 out, so we're looking forward to getting back home.
Listen, I'm let you in on a little known fact. Trips like the one you're on are why I do radio. Because my last year coaching, I made that trip. This is the true story now. I made that trip to Drury It was miserable. We played like it was a miserable trip. Coach, I got to stop this story. I need you to hang on through these scores, okay? And I want to come back and talk about another big win by one of the hottest teams in college basketball, the University of Indianapolis Greyhounds. Scoreboard update with Brendan King coming up next.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. We are up to 5 overtime games played tonight in high school ball around the state. We'll tell you about them. North Putnam edged Fountain Central in OT, 56-54. Lewis Cass over Peru, 54-47 in extra time. Shortridge by a penny, 57-56, another OT game. We go to Hammond Knoll by a deuce against Andrean, 59-57 in overtime. Connersville top Newcastle, 54-48. In OT. We do have some county tournament winners to talk to you about. We mentioned the Hendricks County Tournament. For first place, Brownsburg rolls over Plainfield, 69-54. The winner of the Henry County Tournament was Blue River, who dominated Shenandoah, 54-28. The Randolph County Tournament, Monroe Central by 6 against Winchester for a first place win, 50-44. Ripley County Tournament, Batesville 67, South Ripley 64, and a good one for first. We move to the Shelby County Tournament. No problem for Triton Central by 14 against Waldron, 68-54. Lastly, the White River Valley Tournament. Shoals over White River Valley, 42-35 for third. Bar Reef, 62. Shackamack, 33 for first.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Before the scoreboard update, I was talking with Paul Corsaro from the University of Indianapolis. They've won 6 of their last 7. They beat Drury on the road tonight, 89-76. Coach, you're in that miserable trip. And to finish my story, recognizing that we were going to be an independent in Division II for a while and putting together a schedule was dreadful. And the Drury one was one that probably underscored it more than any. So that's why I'm doing radio. I'm glad to talk to a guy like you. You guys are really, really good. What's going on with your bunch right now?
Well, I'll tell you this much. As you know, the win makes the trip home a lot more enjoyable, especially on 7.5 hours. So,
Right.
But that said, you know, we're playing some good ball. We got great kids who work hard. We're a really deep group. But the unique thing about us is, you know, we played 11 guys today, and, you know, we play, you know, guys between 20 and 25 minutes. We really don't have anybody that plays over 30 right now, except for, you know, the son of Homer, your Homer players, Jesse Bingham. Aside from that, everyone's right in the 20, 25 range.
Right.
And, you know, but that takes a high character, unselfish group that's all about winning, because it's a different guy every night. We had a guy go off for 22 tonight that scored, I think, 5 points in our last game. So, but that makes us dangerous, I think, because I think we can come
right
at you a lot of different,
right.
I think we can come at you a lot of different ways.
You know what, Jesse Bingham, I've known him obviously since he was born. His dad made me look like a good coach at IUPUI. And I ran into Jesse. Just so you know, I'm going to need an armed guard, I'm sure, because I and some of my IUPUI players are coming down a week from Monday to watch Jesse play, to watch the Hounds play. That is one of my least favorite venues. Just so you know, I was cheated in your venue more times than I can count, and also won my share. But there were times, to be honest, I was thrown out of a game in that building that was technically over. okay? And you wonder how that happens. Your scoreboard operator let the clock just tick down and nobody noticed. The horn sounds, they come over and throw me out, and I go to the officials. I can't use the exact language I use, but I think you understand what I'm about to say. And then I had to be restrained because I chased him down the runway to the locker room. And I've done that more than once in that building. But my guys and I are coming a week from Monday, I'm excited to see Jesse play.
It's a great show.
You can't build a facility any better to go after the officials, for heaven's sakes. So you got guys who like each other. You guys are playing for each other. Not to mention, you have some really talented kids.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I mean, you know, that's why I encourage local high school basketball fans, college fans, like, you know, they need to come out and watch these kids play. I mean, it's a great atmosphere to bring your kids, bring your grandkids. I mean, you want to see a group of talented guys that are talented but also play the right way. They play hard. They play unselfish. They're good dudes who stand for the right stuff. I mean, that's what our youth should be coming to watch, and that's what we're trying to build here. And with that, I mean, there's some names people will recognize. Obviously, we talked about Jesse, but his running mate at Warren Central when they went undefeated and won the state title, Jacoby Robinson, he's playing really good for us. You know, everyone knows Etherington name in the state of Indiana, Aaron Etherington, younger brother of Austin and Alex, great basketball family. You know, we got Ben Nickerson. You know, we got a lot of, like, good Indiana names that people are going to know and want to come out and support. So, I mean, you know, come on out, watch, check us out, come watch us. We want to, kind of be that thing to do on a Saturday afternoon, you know, bring your kids, bring your grandkids, and, I think people enjoy watching us play.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I made the offer to my wife. I said, hey, come with me. Some of the guys, we're going to go to the UND and watch Jesse's son play. And she goes, I vowed I'd never walk back in that building. And so, so did I, but I've been talked out of it by one of my former players. All right. So who do you play there? Who's on your schedule this weekend? Who are you playing this week?
We got four in a row at home. We got at home. We're Thursday. We have Missouri S&T, and then Saturday we have UMSL, and that's going to be, encourage people to come watch that one. That's going to be a top 25 matchup. Well, we'll be around number 20 in both the coaches and the media poll, and UMSL will be around number 10 in both the coaches and media poll.
So
that's going to be a heck of a matchup, top 20 matchup. And then Monday we have Maryville on Martin Luther King Day. And then the following Saturday we have McKendree. So four games in a row, the Hounds will be at home.
Get out to Nickerson Hall, watch some great basketball. University of Indianapolis today, a long trip. Hopefully Coach will help you relax a little bit to get you back home pretty soon. So a lot going on. They beat Drury in a very important game, 89-76. Paul Corsaro, thanks for the call, Coach. Best of luck next week.
Hey, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. The one and only Steve Draven from Bethel College joins me. Bethel with a big win today, an important win over Huntington College. Excuse me, over Huntington, 93-87. The final. Coach Draven, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on the win.
Hey, appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for having me on, and good victory today at home, and had a games on the road last couple games where we didn't play our best and had some sickness injuries, but it's good to get kind of back on track today.
Yeah, your league is not that good, so sometimes it happens. I mean, it's a meat grinder every week, every year. You talk about you have to play at the highest level possible, or you'll get blown out. That's how good your league is.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It takes something special to get to get wins, especially on the road. You've got to play with just a mindset. You got to be consistent on both ends of the floor. you've got to have great team culture. You got to have great togetherness. You got to play with great effort. And you know, it takes all that to find ways to win games. And but it's a challenge for us and to find wins. But you know, my big reason for coming to Bethel was it's going to prepare you to be a better coach, mm-hmm. to be a better team. And if we're able to, you know, finish top half of our league, you know, we're going to make the national tournament. You know, you make the national tournament going through our league, it's going to prepare you to make a run, to win one of those red banners at the end of the year.
Yeah. All right, tell me how you do this today, because Huntington's been playing very well.
They have. They're really good offensively. Coach Alford's done a great job. Coach Corey Alford. You know, with their team, they've got, you know, that good line who kind of runs the show for them, you know, averaging 20 points, about 7 assists a game, and just does a great job of managing the game and getting the other guys involved. And I thought our game plan today was good. We made it tough for him. He finished with only 2 assists, and can't remember how many points he scored. He scored plenty, but we just made things difficult for him. And just in our coverages, and I thought our guys played with great energy, great effort. We had a great crowd today, which helped us, and got off to a good start. In the previous couple games, we did not, and that really helped get us going and get the crowd into it. And gosh, our best player, Drew Lutz, didn't have his best game, 3 for 14 from the field, but he had 9 assists and a bunch of rebounds, and we had a bunch of other guys step up: Chikara Tanaka, Tongi Tuze. Both have an 18, and Jakard Tanaka did a great job on Zach Goodline, and you know, Nate Ayers had 13, Brandon Hunt 16, so we had really good balance. Mm-hmm. And my favorite stat of the game was 25 assists on 33 field goals. So guys were sharing the ball and playing together and getting great shots.
Steve Draben, great job, Bethel College over Huntington College today. Coach, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. I really do appreciate it, and good luck next time out.
You got it, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The one and only Greg Rakestraw will join me when we come back. We'll talk with him and Brent Dalrymple from North Davies. Got a lot of basketball to talk about on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Here on Indiana Sports Talk, we have 2 more overtime games to add to what was already a pretty impressive slate. Now 7 of them. Connersville over Newcastle, 54-48. Crawford County by a penny against Salem in OT, 68-67. Elsewhere in the state tonight, Carmel beating Westfield. Low-scoring affair. Carmel, though, a defensive effort of sorts, 49-38. They beat Westfield. Otherwhere, Center Grove over Jennings County, 68-66. It was Charlestown beating Madison, 76-55. Clay City, 61. Bloomington Lighthouse, 35 tonight. Down south, Evansville Bossy over Vincennes Lake at 84-71. Evansville Central top Pike Central, 63-46. And Evansville Harrison, they hammer Robinson out of Illinois, 73-45. Up in the 260, no problem for Fort Wayne Blackhawk against Fort Wayne Concordia. That's a 58-46 final. Blackhawk taking the win. High scoring, though, between Fort Wayne South and Marion. Fort Wayne South escapes with a nickel win, 86-81. Frontier beat Tri-Township, 51-45. Gibson Southern tonight over Evansville Modern Day, 59-52. Some girls' scores as well. The Madison County Tournament of note, Anderson over Anderson Prep Academy, big 70-24 in overtime for third place. Alexandria topping Frankton, 55-48. And for first, it's LaPelle beating Pendleton Knights, 42-38. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Greg Rakestraw joins me. I told James Adams and Nathaniel Finch after the fact, because I knew you were going to call me about the Hendricks County finals. My Quakers didn't win, and I said, you know, in the future, if he's going to call and tell me that my Quakers don't win, tell him that we're having technical difficulties and we're not taking incoming phone calls. But they didn't, they weren't able to do it. So okay, I'm stuck with you now. But Brownsburg's really, really good, are they not?
They are, and Plainfield played well. And for as nice as they win tonight would have been for the Quakers, Andy Weaver now has 32 minutes of experience saying, okay, you got to get past those guys in the sectional.
Right.
Five-team sectional. Those two teams, Avon, Terre Haute South, Terre Haute North, Terre Haute North, won that sectional last year. And Terre Haute North's one of the other two teams that has beaten Plainfield this year. Carmel is the other. And so Plainfield played well. They don't have a Cannon Catchings who had 30. And the young man that's going to play for Purdue in a couple of years, when he was recruited this summer, really kind of more on potential. Well, that potential is starting to blossom. And after he played awfully well last Friday against Kokomo and winning the Phil Cox tournament, he has 30 tonight, four dunks included in that, as Brownsburg wins their second tournament in the last 8 days, claiming the Hendricks County Championship this evening.
You know, Steve's teams notoriously will guard you. I mean, they will lock you up and make it difficult to do a lot of things. And then the added dimension of having some extremely talented offensive guys, there's a reason why they're ranked as highly as they are.
Absolutely right. And you know, Elhaj Diallo, one of the two seniors on that team, you know, doesn't get the recruiting accolades that Cannon Catchings does. And normally Cannon averaged about 19.5 points a game, Elhaj about 15. Diallo had 17 tonight. Frankly, would have been more had he been able to play more. He kind of dealt with foul trouble. He was in and out of the game. But the fact that those two guys are as good at getting to the bucket and slashing as they are, but both are more than capable jump shooters, those are two guys at the high school level that are almost impossible to guard. Mm-hmm. And the fact Brownsburg has two of them is a big part of the reason why they are ranked third or fourth in the state, depending on what poll you're looking at.
All right, you and I are back. They're getting the band back together on Thursday night for some IUPUI basketball, right?
That is correct, and obviously a rough one for our Jags against probably Youngstown State teams. They've been in the Horizon League, 105-74. You have a chance against Robert Morris on Monday, but then the Jags are on and play Thursday, Saturday. Purdue Fort Wayne coming to town on Thursday, and then Cleveland State coming up on Saturday. So, you know, the Jags are playing better offensively. Defensively, the last couple of games have left a little something to be desired. So we'll see if Mark Renshaw's guys can get it turned around starting on Monday in Moon Township, Pennsylvania.
I'm looking forward to it. It's always an honor for me to work with you. That's for darn sure. Greg Rakestraw calling on the Hendricks County Championship that goes to Brownsburg. They beat Plainfield in that one. Greg, good luck tomorrow. Have fun. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, buddy.
Brent Dalrymple from North Davies joins me. North Davies beats Washington 47-31 in high school basketball tonight on the boys' side. Coach Dalrymple, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for having me on. It's a great weekend for the Cougars. We played Eastern Green last night and got a good victory, and then played county rival sectional opponent Washington tonight. So it was also good to be back home in the Cougar Den. It's been a while since we've been there, and we had two home games this weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it's an important win because it's the Hatchets, number one. And number two, like you said, you know, bounce back, play some basketball. You're not bounce back, but, you know, back-to-backers are never easy, especially when you're playing good teams. So you got to be thrilled with the direction your guys are headed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we reached the halfway point of our season tonight. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, but we're right where we need to be. And, so we're taking these 2 weeks here, this week and then also next week to implement some changes, some things we saw up at the whole thing, Northwood and Penn, and we're trying to get better, and that's what we're trying to get done here in the month of January.
All right, who plays well for you tonight?
Well, you know, we're led by our point guard Jalen Mullen. You know, he had 20 tonight, and probably 6 assists and. But like I said, I mentioned some of the tweaks and changes we're trying to make, and we're trying to get some other guys involved besides Jalen and the Wilsons. Last night we scored 60, and Braden Stickles, Brendan Stickles, and Austin Brower had 40 of those 60. So it was really nice to see those guys step up. They've been role players.
Right.
You know, we want to make them more a part of our offense and things we can get done. So kids are real receptive to that and see the need to improve, and that's what we're doing.
North Davies, very impressive win at Washington tonight, 47-31. Brent Dalrymple, it's always great to talk to you. Good luck next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, Coach.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hottest team in college basketball in the state of Indiana, quite frankly, in the Midwest, Indiana State Sycamores. Another win today. Luke Martin joins me. Luke Martin, what in the world is up with these Sycamores? They just keep playing. They just keep winning basketball games. They are literally on fire right now.
Well, to put it in the perspective, my friend, good to be back with you. Hey, and into today's game before UIC, there have been 200 minutes played in the Valley for Indiana State. They only trail for 6 minutes and 11 seconds of the 200 minutes played. They've been outstanding, Coach. And today they just continue the dominance. It was a slow start, but they turned it on late, and it was a tie game at 23, and then a 25-3 run just was way too much for Illinois-Chicago to overcome. And Indiana State was able to win it by 20.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. The first year under new coach, new system, Josh Schertz's system is a proven winning system, by the way. And first year, growing pains, which you could just see there was something about this group. You could just see that, you know, they have guys who they run the court, they space you out, they can all put it on the deck and make something happen. They can knock down shots. They'll guard you. How am I doing so far?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think Ryan Peden put it great. He's the head coach at Illinois State, who Indiana State saw earlier this week. And he said, you just cannot practice Indiana State speed. And you look at halftime scores this year, Indiana State on average is up by 13 at halftime this year, averaging 40 points of their 80 per game in the first half.
Right.
And a big reason, Coach Lovell, is to that. I think just so many teams are caught off guard by how fast they move, how fast they cut, how fast they play. And it takes about a half for a team to get their heads done and quit swirling around. I mean, you saw that a year ago when Indiana State played a much better Missouri team, yet still found a way to win it at home.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you haven't gotten out, look, the start they've had in the Valley is the best they've had since Larry Bird played.
It's amazing. I mean, it is really remarkable, and I even tweeted this out, too, earlier tonight. Wednesday night against Southern Illinois will only be the fourth time in the history of Holman Center that Indiana State will play a Valley game where the two Valley teams combined for more than 10 wins and less than 2 losses. So there have not been too many big-time, meaningful games in that building in quite some time. It'll be the highest, you know, be probably the biggest Valley game since number 2 Wichita State came in at 10-0, and Indiana State was second in the league at 8-2. That was back in 2013-14. But, I mean, this is a massive game. And as you said, people around this area need to get out and see this team play because they have been so much fun to watch. They're tremendous guys. They're playing their tails off right now, and they deserved it. I mean, they're 6-0 right now in the league, and they're in first place by 2 games.
And they're legit. just a reminder, this is no fluke. This is a legit basketball team. Luke Martin, thanks for hanging on. Thank you so much. Best of luck to the Sycamores, and have a great weekend.
Yes, sir, my friend. You too, Coach. Good to hear from you.
We're going to come back. Thank you. Coach Kevin Rounds from Monrovia, the girls' coach. Chris Lowry from WIOU. We're coming back and talking basketball on Indiana Sports.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. It's a final from Newark. Seton Hall rocks Butler 76-51. The Dogs fall to 10-6 on the season. Another game in action right now. Southern Indiana trying to come back against SIUE. 68 seconds to play in the second half. Southern Indiana's down 66-62. We'll keep you posted on the conclusion of that ball game. Other college hoops from earlier today. UNC beat Notre Dame in Chapel Hill, 81-64. Bradley all over Valpo, 88-66. Same case for Youngstown State. They rock IUPUI, 105-74. It was Milwaukee topping Purdue Fort Wayne, 74-70. As you just heard from Luke Martin, 20-point victory for Indiana State over UIC, 80-60. And Illinois State does get a win over Evansville. That's a final of 69-61. Back to high school basketball across the state of Indiana. It was Warren Central over HSE, 65-39. 7-point dub for Washington Catholic. They beat Martinsville Tabernacle, 57-50. West Dell 64, Tri-Central 58 tonight. How about the defense by West Noble? They hold Eastside to 20. Win at 43-20. West Washington 60, Lanesville 50 tonight. No problem for Western over Logansport, 51-33. And Woodland, they hammer Bluffton, 72-36. I'm Brendan King, Network Indiana.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Girls basketball tonight. Monrovia over Beech Grove, 36-31. Kevin Rounds joins me. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. You know, what people don't know, in spite of the fact that you're one of my former students at IUPUI, you've gone on and had success. I mean, that's talk about overcoming obstacles. That's great stuff.
I've had to deal with a lot in my life, and that's one of the top, probably top three. It's been, we've had a really good season, and I was talking to our good friend Mark James, and he said, "You better call Lovell sometime soon." And I said,
"Absolutely,
well, how about tonight?" So there we go.
How about? Yeah. All right. So Listen, I know the pairing show is coming up soon because I'm doing it. I can't believe we're at this stage. I really can't. And these are big wins. And these are great wins, tonight, especially because we're at a point in the year where we got to get momentum. We got to be playing well, doing things the right way as the tournament creeps up on us.
That's exactly right. We've had two wins. We played Friday night at Ritter and then tonight at Beech Grove. And, the girls really battled through two ICC conference wins for us. That was really, really important. We have a great group. I've been listening to some other coaches talk here on the radio while I've been waiting, but talking about playing together and just enjoying each other. Our bench is always engaged, even when we, maybe a setback, a foul situation. They don't really come over to the bench and mm-hmm. slouch mm-hmm. their shoulders. They get right back in and they're cheering on their teammates. And it's just been a phenomenal group to coach. And, we're 10-6. We've had some lessons along the way with some of those losses. And, tonight, our team, we, our point guard gets hurt last night. Phenomenal sophomore point guard, Emery Newland, gets hurt. And we got to step up and make some plays. And we really did a nice job going on the road and making some plays for our team.
All right, who else plays well? Let's brag about some of these ladies tonight.
Yeah. We've got a really good group. We have one senior, and she has just done a phenomenal job. Ashley Lewis, she hits 5 threes tonight. She hit 4 threes last night at Ritter. She's just done a really good job. She's just a great leader and does a great job for us. And she's kind of like, part of our coaching staff. She's always, anytime something's, going on, she's right there talking to us and how do we do this? And then she's right back with the girls, giving them, advice and talking to them and putting an arm around them if they need it and, kicking them in the pants if they need that too. So that's been a lot of fun. So she's been really great. Mary Cox, our junior point guard, she steps up tonight, had three unbelievable games in a row and steps in when our point guard gets hurt. Takes care of the ball. I think she had four turnovers tonight. Put her in a little bit of a different situation, but did a great job. She scores 12 points. Ruby Merle, a freshman guard, steps into the starting lineup, doesn't miss a beat. She steps in and just keeps going. And we just, I could go down the bench. all the way deep, and just all the girls just continue to step up and make really, really great plays. It's been a joy to coach these girls.
Girls basketball today, Monrovia over Beech Grove, 56-31. Kevin Rounds, thanks for the call, Kevin. Congratulations and good luck next week.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you so much. Great basketball right now. Scott McClellan joins me from Noblesville. Noblesville, 59-45 winners over Muncie Central in boys basketball tonight. Coach, thanks for the call. Congratulations.
Well, thanks for having me. Happy New Year, Bob.
Thanks.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing very well. Yeah, doing well. All right, hey, I need you to hang on, Coach. I'm sorry for this. I need you to hang on through this short break, and then we'll come back and talk about your team, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. We'll come back and talk with Scott McClellan, Chris Lowry from WIOU. We're going to talk about the Kokomo Cats and their big win over Muncie Central. That's all coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. We were talking with Scott McClellan from Noblesville. Noblesville beat Muncie Central tonight, 59-45. That's a great win, Coach. Congratulations. How'd you do this tonight? Well, we just lost connection with Coach McClellan. So we'll effort to reconnect with him. Just a reminder, you've heard me mention it a couple of times tonight. Pairing show for the girls tournament is coming up on the 22nd of this month. Scott McClellan rejoins us. Coach, tell me how you win this ball game against Muncie Central tonight.
Well, we got off to a good start, and then we kind of played a little inconsistent like we've been doing. And then the second quarter, we played like we were capable of and drew a lead and had a nice lead at halftime. And then kind of reverted back to a little of our inconsistencies and made it a ball game. And then the fourth quarter just kind of managed to come from behind and really take control of the game. But, you know, it was a good win. Muncie Central is very, very good, much improved. Coach Olam's doing a great job. I didn't feel like we've played real well the last two or three games, you know, played well in spots, and at times tonight I thought we saw that. But you know, I think through 11 games, the good thing is we've played all kinds of different games that are, you know, so it's only going to help us for March. So you know, good win, obviously. You know, happy to be in the spot we're in right now, but we got to continue to get better and improve, and you know, for the second half of the season going into the sectional tournament.
All right, tell me who plays well for you tonight.
You know, I thought Aaron Fine played very well tonight. You know, he probably, I don't have final statistics, but he had 17 points, hit some free throws, was able to get some guys some open shots. Luke Almodovar had 14 points. I mean, he's shooting a really, really high percentage from the three-point line. You know, we had 5-6 other guys that score, so that's encouraging. Good win. You know, in the whole Muncie Central, 45 points. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can be too disappointed about that. So, three doubles in a row. And, you know, three double weekends in a row, so that's never easy. So we got to get back to work, get back to school, get back in a routine, and go from there.
He's Scott McClellan from Noblesville tonight. Noblesville, very impressive win, 59-45 over Muncie Central. Coach, thanks so much for your time, Scott. I appreciate it. Good luck next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. Thank you. Coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update. A lot of basketball here. A lot more to go. Next hour, we're going to talk about IU and Purdue and their matchups tomorrow in the Big Ten. That'll be coming up in our next hour. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. What a busy night of basketball. We're very thankful that you have been able to join us. We have one more hour to talk about some hoops. Top of the hour scoreboard update, though, takes precedence over everything because you want those scores, and here they are. It's the star of our show, Network Indiana's Brendan King.
All right, Coach, great to be with you and Parker Webster. Let's check in on some college basketball. We were telling you about Southern Indiana and SIUE. SIUE does hold on 69-62. It was close for much of the contest. The Butler Bulldogs fall to Seton Hall in New Jersey, 76-51. Elsewhere today, North Carolina top Notre Dame, 81-64. Bradley over Valparaiso, 88-66. It was Youngstown State hammering IUPUI 105-74. Milwaukee also puts up 74. That's good enough to beat Purdue-Fort Wayne, 74-70. Illinois State gets a win against Evansville, 69-61. And Indiana State a 20-piece on UIC, 82-60. We'll tell you about your college basketball slate tomorrow. First, some high school basketball scores. We have six games decided in overtime tonight. Connersville over Newcastle, 54-48 in OT. Crawford County by a penny against Salem. That's a final of 68-67 in extra time. Hammond-Knoll 59, Andrean 57 OT action. Elsewhere in overtime, Shortridge over Greenwood Christian, 57-56. Linton-Stockton, I beg your pardon, that's Lewis Cass over Peru in OT, 54-47. And North Putnam, they're over Fountain Central by a deuce, 56-54 in OT. Linton-Stockton, however, did beat Evansville Christian by a dime, 72-62. Looking elsewhere in the state, Ben Davis stays hot with their 67-36 win over Indianapolis, Washington. Beech Grove hammers Monrovia, 89-38, with Bedford North Lawrence taking down South Knox, 47-40. It was Adams Central over Jay County, 49-37. Calumet, 53. River Forest 44 tonight. The Carmel Greyhounds get a 49-38 victory over the Westfield Shamrocks. Center Grove, a two-point dub against Jennings County, 68-66. Charlestown 76, Madison 55 tonight. It was Clarksville over New Washington, 67-58. Elsewhere, Covington by a penny against West Lafayette down the stretch, 53-52. Cowan picks up a 60-52 victory against Eastbrook. Delphi 48, Caston 35 tonight. Down in Evansville, it was Evansville-Bossy over Vincennes-Lincoln, 84-71. Evansville Central gets by Pike Central, 63-46. And Evansville-Harrison, they destroy Robinson out of Illinois, 73-45. Fort Wayne Blackhawk tonight topping Fort Wayne Concordia, 58-46. Fort Wayne South over Marion, 86-81. It was Indian Creek, 82. Brown County, 25. Girls basketball scores from some county tournaments around the state. The Shelby County Tournament, first place game. Triton Central over Waldron, 60-29. Northeastern holds Hagerstown to just 16, winning 57-16 for first place of the Wayne County Tournament. It was White River Valley over Shoals, 65-44, and Bar Reeve beating Shackamack, 41-36. Some other girls' scores of note. Zionsville crushing Pike, 71-32. Yorktown, 46. Shelbyville, 35 tonight. And Western over Benton Central, close one, 38-37. College basketball tomorrow, starting at noon, Northwestern and Indiana. Let's see if the Hoosiers can get back on track. Also trying to stay hot once again after their first loss of the season. Purdue looked really good against Ohio State. The number one team in the land takes on Penn State at 6 o'clock. As well tomorrow, the Indianapolis Colts take on the Houston Texans in the AFC South. Elsewhere in the division, right now the Jaguars up on the Titans 20-16 with a minute 46 left in the fourth quarter. That's for the AFC South championship. As well, the Indiana Pacers tomorrow face off in Gainbridge Fieldhouse with the Charlotte Hornets, a 5 o'clock tip. Doubleheader action in downtown Indianapolis. You get some Colts and you get some Pacers, but that Colts game, told you about it with Coach Lovell earlier, potentially determines the number one overall pick in this year's NFL draft. If the Texans win and the Bears lose to the Vikings, the Bears will select first. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We're so glad you're with us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Chris Lowry joins me from WIOU in Kokomo. Cats win again. And, Chris, I'm telling you right now, you guys got to be loving what's happening with the Cats, because another big win for everybody in Kokomo. And, frankly, this must be a great time for all of you right now.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun weekend for all the Kokomo faithful, Bob. Good to talk with you again. Last night, Kokomo won on the road at Logan Sport, and Cats got off to a really strong start in that one. And then I know Coach John Peckinpah thought maybe not as sharp mentally the rest of the game after a big lead to close out the first quarter. So he talked about that a lot with the team last night and today in the morning walkthrough, and I think message received loud and clear. Kokomo took on Fort Wayne Northrop tonight, ended up winning 74-46. The Cats got off to another strong start, led 17-4 after the first quarter, and also continued to pull away, outscoring the Bruins by double figures in the second and third quarters to get that running clock towards the end of the game in the fourth period. So I know Coach Peckinpah, despite the double figure win last night at Logan Sport, much more pleased tonight that Kokomo stayed mentally focused and sharp throughout the course of the game.
Well, yeah, I understand. He's got to be really proud of, you know, because they're, listen, everybody's elevating their game to play these guys right now, and elevating their game to play to play Flory, and they just keep meeting all the challenges and in an impressive fashion. So give me the line. Give me the Flory Badunga line tonight.
26 points, 16 rebounds to go along with four block shots and a pair of steals. That was coming after last night's 33 points. But here's kind of the big news, if you will. Unfortunately, he missed a shot tonight. He actually missed a couple shots. But
oh my!
Over the course of parts of four different games, Badunga's streak tonight was broken. He had made 32 consecutive field goal attempts.
No. Stop.
32 consecutive.
Right. I don't know how you guard him. I mean, I'm not the only one asking that question, because clearly he's an incredibly difficult matchup. But those numbers, Chris, are staggering, for heaven's sakes.
They really are. He hit the game winner to close out the game against Center Grove in the Phil Cox Holiday Tournament. Was perfect from the field in the loss to Brownsburg, 11 of 11. Last night at Logan Sport, 14 of 14 from the field. So that's 26 straight, and he had his first six tonight to give him 32 before he missed one.
Yikes. That's crazy. Yeah, all right, who's?
I didn't ask Coach Peckinpah if he's going to start the next game or not after missing a couple shots. I assume he's good to go, but we'll wait and see.
Well, he's going to have to get in the gym early and and work on his jump shot, you know, that kind of stuff.
Doubt.
Whew. Kokomo, another big win tonight on the road, 74-46 over Fort Wayne Northrop from WIOU in Happy Podcaster, you know, the one and only Chris Lowry. Back to the Cats.
Yep, and one other thing I want to mention real quick, Bob. The governor was in the house tonight as well.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The governor was at Memorial Gym tonight. Hey, Governor Eric Folsom checking out Flory Badunga.
Coach, Chris, Governor Holcomb is a basketball fan. He's a big-time fan. So, yeah, I don't blame him. I'd be there, too. All right.
He was posing with Flory in the first game, and they were
Kokomo
taking
with
pictures with each other.
I like it. I like it a lot. Blue River Valley tonight. Thank you, Chris. Have a great weekend. The Blue River Valley with a win tonight. Coach, thank you so much. Brian Klein joins me. Coach, congratulations on the win, 54-28 tonight. A very impressive win. How you feel about this win tonight?
Oh, it was fantastic, Bob. It was the Henry County Championship game. We had beaten Tribe by 24 on Thursday night and played Shenandoah in the championship tonight. So great environment, big crowd, and county rival, county game. Shenandoah has won 7 consecutive. So it was a great team win by us, and guys really stepped up and defended, as you can see by the score.
Yeah, absolutely. Quickly, tell me who plays well.
We were led in scoring by junior Zach McAbee. He had 20 tonight. Our senior Wyatt Thornburg was in double figures with close to double-figure assists. And, Lake Leonard had another senior for us, had multiple, I think, double-figure rebounds. Just a great effort on everybody that played 9 guys. They all contributed in some way. Just really proud of them.
Blue River Valley with the county tournament win. And I appreciate the call. Brian Klein, congratulations. Best of luck to you and your guys.
Thank you much, Bob. Appreciate it.
Thank you. More basketball coming up on Indiana Sports Talk.